Thank you. स्वामी महाराज की जय। मृत्यु जगत भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज की
Thank you. যদি আপনাদের সাথে দেখতে পান এই শ্লোকে
তারা সেবা করতে লাগে মানুষের ইন্ডিয়ানরা শাহরুখ খানের যা আশীর্বাদ তার আশীর্বাদ
তারা প্রশ্ন করতে বেশি উৎসাহী মানে তারা শুনতে পরম উৎসাহী সেটা আমরাও দেখেছি আমরাও প্রযুক্তি ছাত্রদের তারা প্রশ্ন আদি করে তাদের
Thank you.
কলকাতা অনেক পেয়েছে,
I don't know. Yeah.
প্রত্যেক দিকে কাজ করে সমস্ত বিধি নিষেধ সেখানে ভগবানকে
করতে যাও তাহলে কি কাটতে কি কেটে ফেলবে বিয়ে কাটতে তখন জ্ঞান হলে এই আমরা হরিনামে মহাত শুনি অল্প দেখা নামের পরে কৃষ্ণ বলে প্রেম
তরুবান মানুষ আজকে রুচি মাত্র
এই রুচি পর্যন্ত আমাদের অনেক সম্ভাবনা আছে, এই রুচি পর্যন্ত পৌঁছালে তাহলে শ্রদ্ধা সব জায়গা থেকে করবার চান্স।
রুচি মানছি
sprung out of the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj. We're told these are passively represented in the form of books, but actually it is dynamic, living, spiritual representation. So Srila Guru Maharaj, when he came here to the Aparad Bhandanar Pad in Sri Navadi to establish Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mutt, he encapsulated, we say, the conceptual architecture in this loka, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mutt Bhagavata, who would keep the Kirti of Jayasrin. This is the special introductory focal point. Who heed the Kirtir Jayasmi? What will be, what is the concept of this institution and this place in establishing this here? Chaitanya Saraswat. What was in Mahaprabhu's heart that descended into the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and was promoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his followers? Some inconceivable nectarine substance that goes by the name of Krishna consciousness. Who's the ultimate possessor of this property, right, of the most extreme degree of heart? Mahabhava, Srimati Radharani. This mahabhava was established to broadcast her glory. We know Srila Guru Maharaj, he's primarily the devotee of Mahaprabhu and Radharani, saying that Krishna, initially, Krishna as an enjoyer, a consumer, did not so much interest him. His interest was toward the plane of self-sacrifice and self-dedication. And to the extreme, sometimes you can kind of interested in degree of renunciation or degree of dress, but we're interested in degree of dedication. Srila Gurudev sometimes refers that world as Sevalayam Loka. It is a world that is constructed out of seva, of service. Chaitanya Saraswat Math is one such place. It's all chinmoy. Everything in this mod is chinmoy. It's all sevamoy, sevamayoyam loka. This is that place for self-oblivion, self-forgetfulness to the extreme, lost in service. Guru Maharaj, so many times, he happily recited this intense prayer of Vasudeva Ghosh. Jadigor no hoita, tabiki hoita, kemari dari tamdehe, radhar mahima prema rasasimo jagata jamukhe. That if Gauranga had not come down, we would have never known the glorious position of Srimati Radharani. Generally, we'll tell him, yes, puja, heine brahma hrida adhikavahe, that from the heart of Krishna, this went to Brahma, is being extended in this way. But something even more miraculous happens in Gauralila, Guru Maharaj's preference, Vrindavan in distribution mode, Krishna Lila in distribution mode, Krishna Lila Mritasar Tar Shatta Shatta Dar, being streamed in all directions, even to the unqualified. That the heart, what is in the heart of Srimati Radharani, that has captured Krishna and converted him into a devotee. The greatest consumer, the greatest enjoyer, he's been converted to this sort of spiritual association. Guru Maharaj said if Saraswati Thakur extracted one essential teaching from the sum total of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings, one essential thing is sangha, association. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. By association, there could be a transference of Krishna consciousness. Association with the proper devotee. Sajjan Toshini. To please the Sajjans. Who are the Sajjans? Those who are wholly given over to the service of Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. Those who have no other reason than existing but to please them. Srila Saraswati Thakur is such a person, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such a person. Bhaktivinoda Thakur descended in this world to set the sampradaya right, set it right again, and to give something, to distribute something here. Guru Maharaj, when he became the favor of Saraswati Thakur, set a trap. Sometimes the disciple can set a trap to capture the guru. We don't definitely think in that way, but Guru Maharaj can think in that way. He thought, if I praise Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then I'll capture Saraswati Thakur. So when he said, what's the last line? Sri Radha Parase Amritam Aho Tathag Ishovman. This is your gift to the world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His Radha Bhada Sevan Amritam. The nectarine service of the lotus feet, the Srimati Radharani. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is what Mahaprabhu descended in this world to celebrate and experience himself, and what descends in the Rupa Nuga life. When Saraswati Thakur saw this, he was so happy and pleased. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. Now I'm satisfied. I may leave this world, but what I came to give, someone receives it in full. And that man was Srila Bhakti Radha Sridharadeva Goswami, and he can represent me fully. He had this type of confidence and certification in Guru Maharaj's vision, his way of seeing things, his ability to detect the inner quality of a thing, of a man. So, when Srila Guru Maharaj came here and established that, we were told by Srila Gurudev so many times that some others, they thought this was a little incongruous, almost humorous, in a thatched hut. Srila Sridhar repeat with a giant bamboo pole with a flag. He has some big vision for what will be taken as our Bhatma. But Guru Maharaj is a conceptual, reclusive philosopher. He needed someone to understand his vision, what is in his heart, to transfer that to a qualified servitor to extol the glories and virtues of Chaitanya Sarasvati and broadcast them all over the world. That's not a small order to fulfill. So, when Srila Gurudev came here to the Chaitanya Sarasvati, Srila Gurudev recognized in him, beyond his youthful briskiness, Gurudev said, very brisky, meaning energetic, always wanting to serve, always inspired. You see, deep within him, this is the person who's the fit recipient for what it is I have to give. What is my conception? Krishnadas Bhavati Maharaj also told Guru Maharaj when Gurudev was Gaurangu Brahmachari, as if he had to announce this to him. He said, oh, you should give your attention, your full attention to this Gaurangu Brahmachari. He's very special. But so is how special that sometimes when Srila Gurudev would compose slokas, first of all, when Guru Maharaj is composing, he's also assisting him. But when he made his own slokas, when they were sent for proofreading, one big, big pundit reading these, he asked, he thinks he's just proofreading something. He said, oh, this is so wonderful. I've never seen anything like this. Who wrote this? They're saying, oh, Govinda Maharaj from Chaitanya Sarabhatman. And then, oh, I'd like to meet him. But he didn't know. He's so young. He was thinking, he must be some ancient sadhu who's qualified to present something like this. Sometimes even Babaji Maharaj himself was so astonished, he thought, maybe to install Govinda Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, maybe he's writing something and then saying that Govinda Maharaj has written this. So he goes, I want you to write something now, compose something in front of me without consulting anyone. And Gurudev did that, and Babaji Maharaj would be times. So when, and again, and Guru Maharaj, when he says, Gurva Vishta Supurukam Guru Vinay Ashish Shambhushikam, we could say, oh, a loving disciple could say this about their guru. My Guru Dev, he's fulfilling the desires of his guru. That's allowable. That's tolerable. Yes, a loving disciple might compose some sloka like this. But this sloka was not composed by one of Guru Dev's disciples. This sloka was composed by Guru Maharaj. Where in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism you have the guru composing the pranam mantra of the disciple? That's Sridhar Maharaj, who Saraswati Thakur said is carrying the conception of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He composed this sloka. He said he is fulfilling my noble desire. And not only that, he said, and all my god brothers, the seniors, the gentle god brothers of Guru Maharaj, who are the principal servitors of Gaudiya Math, he said, he's got their full blessings. Right? To this day, we're always glorifying the Bhakti, the practice of Bhakti Swami Goswami Maharaj, and chanting his mantra. What is that mantra? Die in harness. There's no retirement. There's no retirement in Krishna consciousness. Die with your boots on, in the saddle, in harness. In this spirit, recently Gurudev went outside of India for what? The 22nd time. Carrying the flag, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati, out of India, certainly to go, 22nd time, risking his own health condition and so many other things. Why? Because he embodies that spirit. This is what Guru Maharaj detected in him. This is what Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada detected in him. Madhava Maharaj, Keshava Maharaj, so many others. And Keshava Maharaj saw Gurudev beginning to manifest Guru Maharaj's vision outward in the form of the beautiful Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mata. Sri Chaitanya Maharaj said, no one can compete with him. This is so beautiful what has been given here. He said, even things I've tried to do and other god brothers of Gaudiya Math, we were unable to do. And we have so many men, so many resources. He, with no men, no resources, has done that. How? With his vast intelligence. That is one of his greatest resources, is his vast intelligence. So, to know at the opening of the Chandragaya Mandir in Mayapur, to attend there, not expecting to speak, think Guru Maharaj has invited Jesus, Guru Maharaj's principal saviour, Guru Maharaj will speak, but Guru Maharaj not feeling so well, spoke a little something, but ask Gurudev. What will he say? This audience, maybe they're a little skeptical, this group. Right? How will he capture them? So he began speaking this. Who can I tell? Who will believe it? Talking about Krishna, the Param Brahma. What is his place? But here, Gurudev masterfully tailored to the circumstance, saying, who will believe it when I tell them that who I knew as Abhai Babu, I sat at the table with him, sharing prasadam, and he was disguised as a mild-mannered householder, that person has taken the banner of Mahaprabhu all over the world, fulfilled Saraswati Thakur's desire. Who could believe this? Who would expect this? It is inconceivable. And Guru Maharaj said, when Babaji Maharaj heard this, he went, oh, Hare Krishna! Because I knew he had captured the assembly. And Srila Swami Maharaj, his heart melted. This is religion of the heart. His heart melted. And he told, after Gurudev spoke, what Govinda Maharaj says is true. I regard his Guru Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, as my Shiksha Guru, and I regard him as my affectionate, loving son. So this heart-to-heart transaction, Gurudev is infused in all of his loving servitors around the world. He's fulfilled the desires of And today, under his expert guidance, the mods say that they've orchestrated in such a way that it's just expanding unlimitedly. So we're all fortunate to be here, to be in the relativity of the sort of Krishna consciousness that's radiating from him. What is his concept? Above us, beyond here, is a veranda, Guru Maharaj's world. Right? Gurudev's idea was, never shall any disturbance come to Guru Maharaj. Whatever seva, however small there is, the Chaitanya Saraswati mantra is worshipable by me, and I will accept that. I don't want any disturbance ever to go to Guru Maharaj. Where does this sort of mentality come from? When Gurudev accompanied Srila Guru Maharaj in Vrindavan on Madhukari, Guru Maharaj was engaged in Ruchi Pariksha. Think, what do you like? What place do you like? Gurudev told Lalita Bar, the house of Lalita Sakhi, that has some internal pull on me. What do we find that's personified in her, expressed by Rupa Goswami? Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garavindu Nirmanchana Bukharani Vidadeva Lakshan Utunga Sohrda Vishesha Vishapradalva Devi Nunai Sudalita Dalita. What is her specialty? The greatest eagerness and magnitude of intensity and eagerness for the least service. That's what we come away with. The greatest service that she's eager for the least amount of service, that no disturbance, even remotely, shall go into that plane. That sort of devotional intensity is personified in this divine grace, the Lord is coming within the day of the Shaman. Guy, the Lord is coming within the day of the Shaman, the Lord is coming within the day of the Shaman, the Lord is coming within the day of the Shaman, the Lord is coming within the day of the
আপনার তিনি প্রকট থাকতেই তাকে ওই সিংহাসনে তিনি বসিয়ে রেখে দিয়েছিলেন। এবং এইভাবে তিনি বলেছেন যে আমাদের গুরু গোবিন্দ মহারাজ তিনি না মানলে না ইন্দ্রাকে মাও থাকতে যুক্ত করতাম এইভাবে থাকতেই তাকে এইভাবে তিনি প্রকট থাকতে এইভাবে বলে দিয়েছেন। বুঝতে পারছেন তিনি এখনো আছেন, সমস্ত শাস্ত্রই রক্তস্থায় পথে বসতে কিন্তু প্রভুর যে প্রিয় বন্ধে কিন্তু প্রিয় জন ভগবান নিজে জন তিনি কেন এই জগতে আসেন ভগবানের কথা
Moscow. Thank you.